Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello again. Good afternoon. I'm Sawdia White, the amazing Amazon, and this is another episode of the Society Survivors Show. Thank you for tuning in to us again as we continue this week's discussion on how the mental health community deals with the challenges during the coronavirus.
Yes.
I have two Alicias today with me. My beautiful co-host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. Yes. And also, we are featuring Alicia Amsler today.
Yes. Our,
yes. She is the founder of Runway to Life, which is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, because there are a lot of nonprofits, but a lot of them are not 501c3s. Alicia, I'm going to let you take it.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
We're happy to have you. And what I'm going to do, because I know we're going to get in some heavy topics. We did say we were talking about mental health. So I'm just going to give the following show disclaimer. Any information on diseases and treatments available, discussed on this platform is intended for general guidance only and must never be considered a substitute for advice by a doctor or other qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health professional with questions that you may have regarding your medical condition. And to the extent permitted by mandatory law, generational survivors and all participants of this platform shall not be liable for any direct, incidental, consequential, indirect, or punitive damages arising out of access to or use of any content available on this platform, including viruses, regardless of the accuracy or completeness of any such content. So now that I've shared that with you, I want to tell you that we're excited to introduce Alicia Amsler, who you see. She is the founder of the nonprofit Runway to Life, whose mission is to encourage people to engage in conversation on mental health and suicide awareness, provide resources and education. And together they're pioneering the connection of beauty and fashion to support the fight. And if that isn't remarkable enough by itself, Alicia is also the 20-year owner of Alicia Salon and Day Spa in Chesterfield, Virginia. So as you can tell, she's right in the midst of helping those impacted by COVID-19, as well as being impacted in a different way herself. So Alicia, thank you for joining us today. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am, one day at a time. And that's what we're supposed to do anyway, right? We're supposed to be in today. And it's funny that everything that I teach, and boy, am I living what I teach, right? So to be in today.
Absolutely. And as Alicia said, we are delighted to have you on this platform as we are discussing these vital issues dealing with mental health challenges during COVID-19.
Yes.
You have this one-of-a-kind nonprofit that uses fashion as a bridge to connect with people who might be dealing with and struggling with depression. Can you please tell us a little bit more about that and how it inspired you? What inspired you to create this nonprofit?
Sure. So I've always had my hands in hair, and as a salon owner and a hairdresser for 20 years, I actually dabbled in doing fashion shows, several of them, and always wanted to kind of give back. I've always given back to my community anyway through the 20 years and done fun events. And so the idea of Runway to Life definitely came to me. Definitely faith driven, and I felt like God had just placed it on my heart and given me the name. As soon as I had the name, I actually bought the domain, and that is something about me. I've always, if it's kind of like walking in obedience, given the idea, I'm going to go. I don't have all the answers. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know that it was given to me and the rest will fall into place. So you asked me kind of what drove me there. I had several employees. I had one that I had lost from suicide. That was a 10. She was an amazing, amazing hairdresser. And, you know, we teach too, is it doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter success, that people can go through things. So I watched my mom go through depression that was very faith-based, and she was the one that was in our family that spoke life into us, and to see someone that was so strong go through surgeries and pain, and it was the pain that was triggered that caused her to go into a really a dark spot. And then watching one of my bartender friends take her life, not knowing that there was a lot of things going on, like addictions and things like that, that were underlying. You know, there's always those kind of secrets that we don't know. We just kind of see from the outskirts. So I took all of that, and I love beauty. I love fashion. And, you know, we put together Runway to Life. And it started off with a big fashion show, which was such a success our first year. We had over 400 people. We had four ballrooms that were loaded up with people to come to our show. And it's been, you know, evolving since then. It's grown into much more than just a fashion show now.
Awesome. Oh, sorry about that. I'm about to I'm losing my camera focus here. Alicia, that, yes, that is awesome.
Yes.
It takes a lot to give of yourself and to be a part of a topic that comes with such stigma behind it, such as mental illness. So you have also partnered with the NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, to host live workshops and in the community and equip local stylists as well as other community members to lend a helpful hand in our fight to change the way we view others and ourselves during periods of depression or crisis. So let me ask you this, how has your organization had to pivot in your operations during coronavirus?
Great question. So some of the things that we've done before this is we started training hairdressers and bartenders, now hotels, churches, really all kinds of people. We started training on suicide to know the signs. We've started doing Talk Saves Lives, which is the AFSP, so a volunteer for them. They've given us some classes to use, as well as Living Works is amazing, where I'm now a trainer for them as well. And we've also brought in trainers because we have more and more people that need to be trained. So we're basically hitting the community all over that need to be taught or interested in it, as well as we started doing groups. We've really realized through the years that it's really important for people, community. Community is what saves lives. So getting people connected is huge, and also having conversation. So that's where kind of like the fashion show comes in. We create fun events all throughout the year. And as we do that, people can come out for a fun event and on a tough subject, and to be able to draw it out and start talking about it, and then to build community. People meet people there. They might come up to a meetup. We start meetups. We have different groups that we have for overcoming anxiety, which has grown. We've done that over a year now. But your question was, what are we doing now? So now we're actually doing, I was asked to do an online group. And so I was like, you know, I can do this. Let's put this together. I did it over one night. So we put together a online group, and now we have in one, and what is it, 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks, I've had over 700 people join for overcoming anxiety, 700 people. And I really think it's going to continue just building because so many people right now are struggling. You know, our numbers are increasing right now for suicides, or not just suicides, but divorce rates, things like that. So numbers are going up for people that are struggling. So it's a great platform to use right now. One, to do Zooms. So we're doing Zoom meetings every Monday night. That's free. People can jump on and to be a part of a community still on live. So you're seeing a big change in what we're doing. We're actually adapting right now, if you think about it. People are starting to adapt, and they're getting on. But we're building this community where people can talk about their stresses and talk about the things and the problems that they're having, but having people that are there for them. I had someone this morning I was reaching out. He's been very suicidal, so I was able to give him information, just a listening ear, but also direct them to the resource. So that's an important thing. It's not that we have to know everything. Just being a listening ear, just being there for people to speak is huge. Yes. The more we allow people to speak up on what's on their heart, people don't want to, they don't want to take their lives. People don't want to die. They want the pain to end. And by drawing things out and getting them connected.
Amen. Amen.
That are people that are, yeah, good. People that are like-minded. People that are like-minded, that are going through struggles with them. It saves lives. Every person we train, they will save at least one life. How awesome is that? That means
well, they say a problem shared is a problem halved.
What's that?
A problem shared is a problem halved.
Alicia, there's quite a few people trying to chime in at this time, and they're excited that you're on. So that is that's awesome. And I would just ask that all of our people coming on, just please, can you just allow us to give Alicia some time to speak through our questions? And then if you have something towards the end that you would like to say, we would gratefully hear from you. But at this time, you're fine. We're just excited that you all are excited as we are. Absolutely, you're on. Awesome. We thank you for tuning in. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited. You know, people want to hear. People want to help. And you think about this time in our life. This is such a change that we have been pushed into, right? We don't like, some of us love change, some of us don't like change, but we have been pushed into this change. And we can either adapt into a positive thing, or we can sit back and you know, not good things happen. But people need to be needed. People need to have a voice. And just like this Zoom, more and more people are doing it. You know, I just got off the meeting with my staff, and here I just, as we're talking about our season, I just had to close my salon down. I have, you know, 17 some girls that work for me, and the fears are there, right? So just by connecting with them, saying, hey, everything's going to be okay. These are the things we've got to do right now. But, you know, instead of putting in negative, let's start putting a positive thing in. Wouldn't it be a shame? And I say this, wouldn't it be a shame if we went through this season in our life that we are all made to be in right now, and we did not grow? Wouldn't it be a shame? So it's still, we still have a control in our life. That's where we feel like we are a loss of control, which causes fear. We still have some type of control in our life. So this is something that you guys can do out there, is start making strategies. Start, even if you're at home, start making a schedule. You know, I'm having 5 of these Zooms today. And this is crazy. My whole life has shifted and changed, but I'm still being used. How awesome. So that's for everybody else. You know, I had a leadership group this morning, so it's good for me to have where I'm being spoken into just as much. And, you know, some of these leaders are women, and they're like, you know, I'm still getting up. My alarm goes off at 6. I'm taking a shower, or I'm going to go work out downstairs. You know, I am doing different things at different times, but make a schedule for yourself. Even if it is in your home, you know, reach out to people. If it's customers and things like that, like in my salon, I said, reach out to some of the clients. I had a client call me today that had an appointment today, right? And she wasn't able to, obviously we're closed, but she made the comment saying, I have nobody to speak to. So I told my staff, call your clients, you know, stay engaged with the people. Even though you might not be doing business, you're making connections, and people need connection.
Absolutely.
People need people to speak to right now.
Absolutely. So, you have said so much. You have dropped so many nuggets today, and I know you have a lot more. And I just want to let Alicia go ahead and take this one over. Mm-hmm. Alicia, go ahead and I know you have something you wanted to ask.
Yeah. You know, the CDC, and this is nothing that we're surprised by, but one of the areas of concern with the pandemic is, of course, depression, anxiety, and suicide. And they're projecting the rates are going to increase, as we imagine. But the CDC states that stress during an infectious disease outbreak can include fear and worry about your own health, and the health of your loved ones, changes in sleep or eating patterns, difficulty sleeping or concentrating, worsening of chronic health problems, increased use of alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs, just to name a few. So you can imagine if someone has a pre-existing mental health challenge that you would see even heightened levels of these factors. So I want to address briefly that you as a salon owner, your Alicia Salon and Day Spa is known for its luxurious pampering and having a highly skilled team of specialists. And, you know, clients can choose from those Redken certified stylists, and then they can go to the salon side as well and, you know, have the licensed esthetician, massage therapist, and all of those things. But we know that salons were one of the businesses that are temporarily closed right now. So how do you deal with your livelihood overnight, temporarily ending, and we say temporarily, while you're facing your employees who are concerned about when they'll be able to work again and work their craft and do what they love?
Sure, great questions. So there's a couple of different answers. So financially, you know, all of us are going through this together. That's the great thing. We're not like just my company just shut down or something like that. This is something that, you know, we're going through this with many, many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yes.
So, you know, the salons, I have a coach. So I got on the phone call on a Zoom last week with my business coach, with my distributors. There's actually so much that they're trying to give back to companies right now. So yes. Think about it. There's so much free education right now for hairdressers. So this is a time and a season, get educated. You know, now money wise, you know, they say that there's some big winners out there and unemployment is a big winner. So, you know, it definitely go in. You know, if you've never done unemployment before, this is your time to do unemployment. It is there right. For that reason. Mm-hmm. They're offering $600 on top of your unemployment weekly. Okay. And yeah, you've got a lot of people that have never taken it before. They've always been go-getters and now they're having to do something, but it's there. So, you know, for my staff, I'm like, you guys are going to be okay. You've got unemployment, you've got different things that are out there. You've got your what's the tax check that's coming, your $1,200 check that's coming, right? It might be the end of April to May. You have all this stuff coming. I said, so I was laughing with them. I said, so you guys really need to maybe think about taking a trip, you know, or doing something in the future, you know, right. But have plans. Stop. Don't think all dread and gloom right now. Don't let your mind go there, you know? So in the aspect of their financial, you'll be okay. Now, I think it's really important for owners to have that talk with, stay connected with your staff. So if I told them this is a day-by-day thing, and you're going to be the first ones to know. So we're going to stay connected, and I'm learning just like the world's learning right now. But there's also things that are out there for business owners, you know, but there's things that we can do. So on that note, where our mind is going everywhere, what can you do today? Make a list. But make a list that is realistic, okay? So that means, okay, so maybe I need to call my
rent. Yo, what is going on? What is this?
This is
a talk. Who's rallying on the screen?
Yeah, it's a talk for suicide prevention. So this is a talk for suicide prevention and mental health.
Yes, and I would just ask that those of you joining in right now, please mute your line. We ask that you wait until we have done with our interview with Alicia Amsler, and then towards the end, any questions you may have, we can address that. You can write your questions in the chat, mm-hmm. and that way we can get to them. And please, mute yourselves. Please mute yourselves.
Thanks for letting me in, ladies.
Yeah. All right, no problem. We're glad you're here.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hope you guys get a little bit out of this.
Can I get a booyah?
I had someone reach out to me this morning. I told you every day I'm having people reach out to me that are really struggling, you know? Yeah. So it can be a very overwhelming time. That's why it's so important to have somebody that can speak life into you. Somebody that can think it's basically life is all about perspective.
Absolutely.
It's you're seeing through your eyes. And if somebody else can come on and look from a different perspective, and it can shift your whole perspective, right?
That's true.
And that is what you call speaking life into people. So, you know, you want to be able to have those people. And if you don't have them, there are communities that are out there. So just like NAMI, and there's, you know, the AFSP, there's so many different things that are out there. And there's so much stuff that's positive right now that we can start putting in there. Right. But I can tell you this, try to focus on today. I'm telling you, as a business owner, as a mom, as a wife, you know, as all these things, the more I am living this because I myself have had to go through all ups and downs. I feel like that's what people are going through right now. You're going through a roller coaster. You're okay today, and all of a sudden, 5 o'clock tonight, you're going downhill. And then, you know, you're trying to pick back up, and then you can't get out of bed. So the more you can focus on today, make realistic goals for today. Try not to go into next month and all these what ifs, because the more you go into what if, the more your brain is going to go on overload, and it just spins out of control. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Matter of fact, while you were talking, one of our guests said that they agree. They make a list and they try to continue their schedule, you know, as much as possible. So those are good tips for what we do at this time, as well as staying connected to one another. Because as we all know, with suicide prevention and depression and those things, you know, often a person's isolated. So if we can, you know, it's a new normal, but if we can stay connected to each other and keep that chain of communication going, it will help. Definitely will help. And I also wanted to ask you that from a nonprofit standpoint, what are some of the needs of your organization as it has to pivot to the impact of COVID-19 and the needs of the people you serve?
Well, again, you know, there's different grants that are out there too that their government's trying to help for nonprofits as well. So we're putting in for different things like that. You know, we've had big sponsors that want to help us, you know, out, but when that happened, it froze everything up. So fear took over. So that's where my faith comes in. I'm trusting, you know, God didn't put this on my mind and on my heart. I wouldn't have done any of this if he hadn't put this in front of me. And so I have to remember that it comes from a bigger source, that, you know, this is not going to stop me because he's much bigger than all of this. And, you know, I'm seeing all the lives being saved.
Like, yeah.
You know, people don't see what I see behind me, meaning like behind the screen, behind all this stuff. And it's so amazing how many lives are actually being saved by what we're doing. And it's just phenomenal. So I guess somebody got a bad porn. And this is probably someone that's dealing with suicide, which is sad, you know? So, yeah. You know, you've got people out here right now that are just, it's like, You realize we live in an evil world. We forget that. We live in an evil world. And it's crazy that we start realizing that we start seeing more of our, people start realizing they see more of their demons than they see their angels. They see more demonic than they see, you know, but lives are being changed. People are being changed. Right. And we're going to continue to go forward. Just like my salon, I have to remember who my resource is, you know,
right.
And again, people are being shifted and changed. You think about it, when we do classes and things like that, if one person's changed by somebody that sits in their class, I've had more people reach out and their lives have been shifted and changed. Over 70% of people use. Over 70% of people that struggle with a mental issue use. They're using drugs. They're using different things. So you ask the question now that numbers are going higher. Divorce rates will go higher. Why is that?
Yes.
Why is it? So we all act out. You know, anger is another face of mental health. And if you're not treating your mental health, it's going to come out somewhere. You know, you're trying to fill voids. You're trying to numb the pain. You know, sex is one of them. I mean, all kinds of stuff. But then you feel shame.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, right. But then shame and guilt comes in because then I don't care what man or woman, all of it starts coming back. And it's like a vicious cycle that it's, does that make sense? All this stuff starts coming back and people start feeling like they're a hamster wheel, like a freaking hamster wheel. And, you know, because over 70% of people that use, you know, and do different things, it's sad that we're getting some of the stuff on here.
Yeah.
It really is. It's sad. Yeah. And this is probably what they're talking about with this right now.
Yeah.
Like, so I'll just say something. I'll just say that there's power in the name of Jesus. And Amen. Lord, I just thank you right now for being here. And that we bind anything that's evil over this.
Yeah.
And Lord, I loosen love and joy and peace. And I hope the person right now that's coming through here knows the power of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that they can, yeah. So we just want to bind any evil that comes across here in Jesus' name.
Absolutely. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I think it's a way, Alicia, maybe we can.
But we are now just exclusively us three. So
Right. We had to make it exclusive. And we want to thank those of you who were respectful during this interview with Alicia Amsler. And knowing that some of you truly were on because you really needed to hear this discussion. We will replay this discussion. You can hear it at any time on our Generation Survivors Facebook page, also on the Entrepreneurs Lounge podcast show, that page, and on our private pages as well. So, Alicia, I know that you had some more things that you wanted to, more questions for Alicia.
Well, no, actually, I would just like to say, you know, first of all, thank you for all this great information you provided. But in addition to some of the resources you offer, we want to make sure that we get your contact information. I know earlier this week, I think it was Monday, we were on your Zoom, and that was very helpful to people and very calming and peaceful and resources. So if you can give us information on how listeners can connect to that, as well as contact information for you and your organization.
Sure, thank you. So you can go on, our one good resource is our online Overcoming Anxiety group. So if you look up Runway to Life, Runway, the numerical to life, Overcoming Anxiety group, you can jump on and be a part of our group. We're lifting and encouraging, giving tips and things like that, as well as you weekly we'll put out our Zoom, and you can jump on our Zoom to be able to be encouraged with people every week. And then on top of that, we have a Facebook and an Instagram page. We do podcasts and things like that. All that can be seen on our website, and it's just runwaytolife.com. Our show is still planning to be October 9th. We will place the location. We're really excited. This whole theme for this year is about to be the light. And it's funny that God gave me those words, be the light. And it was before all this happened. It says, in a dark world, be the light. And how, you know, when we are able to be, that's what we all want to do. We want to be where we make purpose in other people's lives. We can be the light for other people when they're struggling.
Right.
And there's people struggling, but there's also so many things. You know, it's just so good to see people come out of where they've been. And I have seen where people have walked in with suicidal thoughts, complete, ready to end. And on the other side, I see them speaking into other people and being used. That's the ultimate goal, right? We want to come through what we've walked through. And if anybody's listening to this too, that's dealing with a struggle, you know, reach out. Reach out to us, Instagram us, reach out on Messenger. We'll reply to you and get back with you. Reach out to a friend or a family member. If you see someone struggling, a lot of times on Facebook, you'll see things. Reach out to them. I put on our little thing, a mental health check-in. You guys can copy and paste that, send it out to your friends, and check in on people and see how they're doing. Even your older people, your moms and your dads. You know, don't ever think that they don't struggle, that they're going through things too and fears. So check on people, get back to the old telephone and just communication.
Absolutely. Well, Alicia, thank you so much. You have really been encouraging, and all that you do, because I've been a part of your group, and I love what you're doing. I love that you're having these groups, that you're continuously reaching out to those in need, because even those people who have not been diagnosed with a mental illness, they are suffering. I talked to my sister, and she's a doctor, she's a healthcare professional, and she stated to me that many of her colleagues are dealing with mental health issues right now that they never had it before, but their anxiety is at an all-time high. Some of them are depressed. And, you know, what can we do to keep them uplifted, especially our medical, our healthcare professionals and our first responders? You know, what can we do to keep them uplifted? So what you're doing is very encouraging.
Yes.
And we thank you for being on the Society Survivor Show. It was a blessing having you.
Thank you.
We hope to have you again. I'm sure that you wouldn't mind joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you do.
Yes, and any last words that you would like to give to our viewers?
This is only a season. It's just a season. And you know, we have a choice to find joy in our season.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look back at this season and say, what did I learn from that? And how did I grow? So take this not as something that's bad, but you know, where can I be used? I heard someone today said, I'm just waiting for me, my purpose. We don't have to wait for your purpose.
Amen.
You'll walk right into it. Just have a great expectation instead of loss. So yeah, you can grow just like that tree is growing out, like that cherry blossom tree. You can grow too.
Amen. Well, there you have it. To all our viewers and listeners today, we want you and we hope that you will continue to tune in and listen to the Society Survivor Show. Stay connected to our Facebook page, which is Generational Survivors, and the Entrepreneur Lounge Radio Show for upcoming episodes, resources, and the latest updates of what's going on in our community today. Please be encouraged. Be encouraged. Remember, you still are the light, like Alicia Ambler said. Be the light in your community. Be encouraged and remember to pray, plan, and prepare, but never panic.
Amen.
And again, pray, plan, and prepare, but never panic. All right. Thank you all. Alicia, take us out.
One of the best things you can do is practice self-care. And remember to seek professional help at all times because prevention is key. And until next time, bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.